wonder who's kissing her now.
I wonder who's kissing her now.
I wonder who's teaching her how.
I wonder who's teaching her how.
I wonder who's looking into her eyes. Breathing sighs and telling lies. I wonder who's buying the wine.
Who's buying the wine?
For the lips that I used to call mine.
For those sweet lips that I used to call mine.
I wonder if she ever tells him of me. I wonder who's kissing her now.
You listen to this music, and I was listening to the start of that and thinking, need somebody come in here now and start singing. And as sure as eggs are eggs, along came that gentleman to sing a bit, which I thought was rather nice. And I think it may even have been Perry Como. Not totally sure on that, but I think it was. Anyway, it was Ted Weems and his orchestra with I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now. All I know for absolute fact is it's not me. Welcome to the programme. It's a big lit night. All the usual things in all the usual places, you know, pretty much. Might be a little bit late for a couple of them, but that's just the nature of the program. But we've got lots of good music as well, and comedy later on. And I wasn't with you last week because everybody was busy paying to play. We very much appreciate everybody that did. It's always a fun day, pay to play days. Everybody seems to have a lot of fun, and we thank you very much for your kindness in donating to what I think is one of the best radio stations in the world. Vera Lynn. I mean, we play Vera Lynn. How can you have a radio station that doesn't play Vera Lynn? There's not many of them, unfortunately, but we are one.
Do I want to be with you as the year come and go, only forever, if you care to know. Would I grant all your wishes and be proud of the task, only forever, someone should ask? How long would it take me to be near if you beckoned? Offhand I would figure less than a second. Do you think I remember how you look when you smile? Only forever, that's putting it mild. Do I want to be with you be proud of the task only forever. If someone should ask, how long would it take me to be near if you beckoned? Offhand, I would figure less than a second. Do you think I remember how you looked when you smiled? Only forever, that's putting it mild.
That's what I call 3 minutes of heaven, Vera Lynn, and only forever. So warm welcome to the program. I don't think I did even welcome you to the program, but welcome to the show, and thank you so much for listening. It's just you and me, or is that you and I? But neither of us care, do we? No. So as long as it's us, we'll be all right.
Me, I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following. On my own, would I wander through this wonderland alone, ever knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove? I'm too misty and too much in love. Wonderland alone, never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love. Look at me.
was from 1959, Johnny Mathis and Misty. I think it was the last program 2 weeks ago, and it was Tim, who I think was in Ireland, if memory serves me. I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning, let alone remember who made challenges 2 weeks ago, but I think it was Tim in Ireland. And he challenged Brad in Chicago to come up with his big three for Doris Day, which we're going to hear in about 20 minutes' time, because Brad not only took up the challenge, but rose to it beautifully. That is sort of like the third feature that we have in the program, but the first feature is always Bing Crosby, and all I have to do to set that in motion is to say two simple words, and they rhyme. Bing, sing.
Come, monkers, Sarah, bless it. Embrasse-moi bien. Quand j'aurai longtemps pleuré, embrasse-moi bien. D'amour ainsi donné, le reste est moins que rien. Oublie la vie, oublie et viens. Embrasse, embrasse-moi bien.
Where fell the firelight gleam,
softly it wove itself into a dream. Just a song at twilight when the lights are low and the flickering shadows softly come and go. Though the heart be weary, sad the day and long, still to us at twilight love's old song, comes love's old sweet song. All alone, I'm so all alone. There is no one else but you. All alone by the telephone, waiting for a ring. Ting-a-ling, I'm all alone. All alone, feeling blue, wondering where you are and how you are and if you are all alone too. All alone, I'm so all alone. There is no one else but you. All alone by the telephone, waiting for a ring. Ting-a-ling, I'm all alone. All alone, feeling blue, wondering where you are and how you are and if you are all alone too. In the shade of the old apple tree, where the love in your eyes I could see, when the voice that I heard, like the song of the bird, seemed to whisper sweet music to me, I could hear the dull buzz of the bee in the blossoms as you said to me, with a heart that is true, I'll be waiting for you in the shade of the old apple tree.
Well, the second and third songs there came from an album called On the Sentimental Side, and that was Love's Old Sweet Song and All Alone and In the Shade of the Old Apple Tree. And the first one was from an album called Le Bing from 1954, Embrasser, moi bien. And that's this week's Bingin Singin section, and we'll have another one around about the same time next week. Now, usually at around about this time, we play a song from Holger's house, Holger being a presenter here on Angel Radio, and each week he usually sends me a song to play in the show, but because we were off last week, he didn't send us a song for last week and forgot to send the song for this week. So, Holger, I'm going to send one to you instead, and Christine, of course. Morning, Christine, I hope you're well. This is from the 1950s. The song is called You Are the Rose of Lake Werther, and it is performed by the composer Hans Lang and his partner Maria Andgast.
Almen, Rausch und Enzian haben's vielen angetan, und das schöne Edelweiß liebt ein jeder heiß.
Doch viel schöner als die drei ist ganz ohne Schmeichelei eine Alpenkönigin tief in Kärnten drin.
Auf dem Wasser schwimmt sie hier, und wer sie sieht, der sagt zu ihr: Du bist die Rose vom Werthersee. Olli, 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 du bist die schönste vom Strandcafé. Olli, 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 und alle Herren an den Tischen, die Fischer beim Fischen, die kommen um ihre Ruh. Und auch die alten Karawanken, sie wanken und sie schwanken, und schuld dran bist nur du. Du, 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 du bist die Rose vom Werthersee. Olli, 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 olli.
Alle Männer hier am Strand, mit und ohne Sonnenbrand, glühen vor Begeisterung, kommen gleich in Schwung.
Alle Fischlein hier im See springen freudig in die Höhe, wenn dein Morgenbad du nimmst, zwischen ihnen schwimmst.
Selbst der kleine Wasserfloh, der guckt dich an und singt dann so. Du bist die Rose vom Werthersee. Alle, alle, die schönste vom Strandcafé. Olli, 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 olli. Und alle Herren an den Tischen, die Fischer beim Fischen, die kommen um ihre Ruh. Und auch die alten Karawanken, sie wanken und sie schwanken, und schuld dran bist nur du, 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 du bist die Rose. Die Rose vom Werthersee. Olli, 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 olli.
Maria Andgast and Hans Lang with this week's song, not from Holger's house, but going to Holger's house. And Holger and Christine, I do hope you enjoyed that. And we will have a song probably from Holger's house around about this time next week. Until then, Holger, time for you to climb up the stairs to the land of Bedfordshire, although you're probably tucked up in bed already. I do hope so. It's even later for you than it is for the folks in the UK.
I'm angry at the big oak tree for making such a fool of me. Angry at the big blue skies and the moon above that made me cry. I'm angry at my arms so bare when I look and find that you're not there. Angry at the big oak tree carved our initials in a great big heart, 'cause you made me a promise that we'd never part. But most of all, I'm angry at me. I'm angry at the way I let myself be taken in by you. Angry at the wild has made me do. I'm angry at the big old tree for making such a fool of me. Everything was such a lie. Scenery that made me cry. I'm angry at my arms so bare. When I look and find that you're not there. Angry at the big old tree where I carved our initials in a great big heart. Cause you made me a promise that we'd never part. But most of all, I'm angry at me. I'm angry at the way I let myself be taken in by you. I'm angry at the wild, impulsive thing your kisses made me do. I'm angry at the big old tree for making such a fool of me. Everything was such a lie, just scenery to make me cry. I'm angry at my arms so bad. When I look and find that you're not there. Angry at the big old tree where I carved our initials in a great.
Johnny Burnett, angry at the big oak tree here on Angel Radio. Well, it's better than Clint Eastwood. He used to talk to the trees.
I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet glowing breast. A tree that looks at God all day and lifts her arms to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair. Upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree.
Paul Robeson from 1938, I think, and that was called Trees. A poem, I think, was written by Joyce Kilmer. That's a total shot in the dark there. I think it was Joyce Kilmer. Again, if you know better, let me know. But that was rather nice, wasn't it? The great Paul Robeson. You're listening to Beagley at Night here on Angel Radio, and now it's time for Brad's Big Three. And a couple of weeks ago, it was Tim in Ireland, and he suggested it would be rather fun to hear Brad's favourite Doris Day tunes of all time, ever, ever, ever. And of course, Brad took up the mantle and flew with it and did rather well, I think. So I'm going to read his email out. agonizing. Number one and two were pretty well established in my mind, but for number three, basically every other Doris Day song fits that bill. As you may know, I'm a huge fan of lyrics and melody, and I think my first right stuff was Gus Kahn because of this movie. This clip always makes me smile, and it's Making Whoopee with Danny Thomas from I'll See You in My Dreams, and Brad says, got to play the movie version, not a recording. Secondly, we're going to have a great song that was recorded by, amongst others, Nat King Cole. And the final song, Brad says, I first heard this song about 10 years ago. Can't figure it out, but I just love everything about it. So let's settle back. It's Big List Big Three. It's Brad's favorite Doris Day songs. And this is the movie version, not a recording.
Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon.
Another season, another reason for making
whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rides. The groom is nervous, he answers twice.
It's really killing that he's so willing.
Whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling.
And picture the same sweet love nest what a year can bring.
He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews.
So don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making
whoopee. Another year, or maybe less.
What's this I hear?
Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee.
Shot with my own words.
She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone, he doesn't write.
I was busy.
He says he's busy, but she says, is he? He's making whoopee.
Have to work, don't I?
That's work.
He doesn't make much money. Only 5,000 per.
Some judge who thinks he's funny says you pay six to her.
And then I say, judge, suppose I fail.
The judge says, budge, right into jail. You better keep her.
I think it's cheap.
And making whoopee.
Come in.
Aren't you folks going to have supper?
We're making whoopee.
You won't admit you love me, and so how am I ever to know? You always tell me, perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. A million times I've asked you, and then I ask you over again. You only answer, perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. If you can't make your mind up, we'll never get started. And I don't want to wind up being parted, brokenhearted. So if you really love me, say yes. But if you don't, dear, confess. And please don't tell me, perhaps, perhaps. Perhaps. Perhaps, perhaps, perhaps.
If you can't make your mind up, we'll never get started. And I don't want to wind up being parted, broken hearted. So if you really love me, say yes. But if you don't, dear, confess. And please don't tell me. Perhaps, 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 perhaps. I want to have another go around. Good old world.
This old world.
And when I do, I still will love no one but you. 'Cause you're the one who made my dreams come true. I wanna have another go around.
Another go around.
Another go around.
Another go around. At this old life.
This good old.
Another go around from Doris Day, and we had in there also as well, Perhaps, 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 and we started off with Making Whoopee from I'll See You in My Dreams, and singing with Doris Day there, the great Danny Thomas. Brad, thank you so much. Very interesting hearing your three favorite Doris Day songs, and I know that you must have put an awful lot of thought into that, because it's no big deal coming up with three favorite songs. I mean, some of us are trying to come up with five favorite songs, and it's not doing me any good whatsoever. But Brad, I do appreciate it. Thank you so much. And Tim, thank you for laying down the challenge in the first place. And of course, we'll have another three songs in about half an hour's time, when it's time for Day at Night. But right now, it's time for Tell Me a Story, and it's going to be some more Mystery Theatre.
Another 5-minute mystery. It is late afternoon in a small seaboard town, and in an old-fashioned house, old Doc Pucker is resting in his office, waiting for his housekeeper to bring him a cup of his beloved black coffee.
Doc Pucker, if you don't quit using that new operating table for a couch... You knew how it scares a body to walk in here and see you stretched out there.
It's better than a couch, Carrie. It's adjustable. Long as I was foolish enough to buy this contraption, I might as well...
I'll get it, Doctor.
Is there a doctor here? I saw the sign. My friend, we were humming, and the gun went off.
Good heavens, bring him right in. Doctor!
I'm here, Carrie. Here, young fella, put him right down here.
How is he, Doctor?
Shotgun can make an awful mess of a man. Doesn't seem to be any buckshot in him, except right here where it almost tore a hole through his chest.
But how is he?
Well, I'm afraid there's not much we can do for you, friend, young fella. He's dead. Feel better now? Sort of keeled over. What's this all about?
My name is Johnson. Bertrand Johnson. His name is Billings. We were partners in business.
I see. I'll have to know what happened for my report.
Well, as I said, we were out hunting near here. That is, he was. Golf is my game. And today, he taught me how to aim and fire a shotgun.
This accident, if you could maybe tell me just how it happened.
Well, as I told you, he'd been showing me how to aim the gun, and then some birds flew out of the bushes up ahead of us. He told me to go after them.
You only had this one gun between you?
Yes, Billings owned it.
So you went after the birds?
Every time I got near them, they flew away. I kept following them. I guess I must have lost track of direction. I saw something move in a bush and shot at it. It was Billings.
How could you make a mistake like that?
I don't know. But the bush was very thick, and it was so far away.
Far away?
Well, it must have been at least 50 yards.
Excuse me. Carrie, can you come in here a minute?
Yes, Doctor.
Here, Carrie, I want you to make a phone call. Number is on this slip of paper.
I'll leave my name and address, Doctor, and the name of my partner's wife. If you could telephone her before I attempt to break the news.
It won't be necessary. Your name and address, I mean.
I don't understand.
That was the sheriff I asked Carrie to get on the phone. Until he gets here, I'm holding you for murder.
What makes the doctor suspect that what appears to be a typical hunting accident is deliberate murder? Do you know the clue? We'll learn in a moment, but first...
This is the year of the lark. The lark is the car of the year. Look what's new for you from the lark. It's here, it's here, it's here, it's here. It's the new convertible. Seats five adults in style. It's so pert and perky. Runs on pennies per mile.
The Lark by Studebaker. Yours in six stunning styles for 60, including the new convertible and...
Look what else is new for you. It's here, it's here, it's here, it's here. It's the new Lark wagon with four convenient doors. And it's styled for fun and frolic, but it's built for chores.
Look at the Lark yourself. Learn how it's been proven by 750 million miles of owner use. Visit your Studebaker dealer and see how nothing has been spared to build quality into the Lark. Discover why it's the value car of the year.
The Lark is the car of the year.
Now, back to our story.
Doctor, you've no right to accuse me like this.
A little while ago, young fella, you were asking me how bad your friend was hurt, as if you didn't know. Then you told me Billings was behind a bush about 50 yards away when this accident happened. Anybody who knows about shotguns knows that the farther away the target is, the more the pattern of buckshot spreads out. The pattern of buckshot in Billings' body proves that it was no accident, that you couldn't have been more than a few feet from him when you pulled the trigger. No, my friend, your alibi missed its mark.
Another 5-minute mystery. It is late afternoon in the sheriff's office at the old City Hall building, which also serves as county seat and police headquarters for a group of small northwestern towns.
Well, I tell you, Charlie, that air old trout down by the railroad bridge made a fool out of me for the last time.
Think he'll take that new fly, huh, Sheriff?
Ain't a fish alive could turn down this spotted hackle I tied on last night. Mm-hmm. As soon as the sun gets a little lower in the sky, I'm gonna...
Hello. Yes, it's police headquarters. What? Down by the river? I'll tell the sheriff right away.
Hey, what's the trouble, Charlie? You look a little peaked there. What's the matter?
It's them two city fellas. They was fishing out behind the old Johnson farm. Now one of them's dead.
I left Uncle Bill's body just the way I found it, Sheriff. My name is Harold Kendall. His name was Olson.
Yeah, it looks like he tripped on the roots at the edge of this steep bank and smashed his head against them rocks down by the water.
I can't believe Uncle Bill is really dead.
Yeah, well, ain't no use letting the body hang there by its feet. Doc Simpson, the coroner, is on his way out here. Now, easy, Charlie. Yep, careful of them air roots.
Looks of this blood all over his face and on his shirt, he must have skinned himself up pretty bad.
Nope. All the blood come from this one gash here inside of his head. Hey, you say this man was your uncle?
Yes, I'm what you might call his favorite nephew. Yeah. He was a bachelor. Didn't like most of his relatives.
Yeah, where was you when he fell?
Across the river, about 50 yards up. You can see the place from here. When I saw Uncle Bill fall...
Yeah, you saw him fall.
Yes, I didn't think it was serious at first. Uncle Bill was such a good fisherman. He was getting ready to cast his line. He walked up to the edge of the bank and...
Let's see. Well, that'd put his back to the sun.
That's right. Then before he could cast, he seemed to stumble and fall forward. After he fell, he just hung there with his feet tangled in the roots and his head against that sharp rock where
he... you were so careful to put it. You're under arrest, Kendall, for murder.
How does the sheriff know it was deliberate murder? Do you know the clue? We'll have the answer in a moment, but first...
My complexion's so bad, I hate to go out.
Don't be a square. Try Ting, the faster way to clear up pimples.
Yes, doctors' half-face tests prove Ting medicated cream dries up pimples more effectively than any other product tested. Here's why. Boys and girls have overactive oil glands. Excess oil clogs pores, causes pimples. But Ting blots up oil faster, more completely than other products. In lab tests, Ting completely absorbed oil in 15 minutes. Hours later, other products still had not. No, hiding pimples won't help heal them. No mere cover-up can work like Ting's antiseptic medication. Remember, doctors' half-face tests prove Ting better in every case, better than any other remedy tested. Applied at bedtime, greaseless, stainless Ting dries to oil-absorbing powder that clings all night, even helps heal acne-type blemishes. Don't let externally caused pimples spoil your fun. Get Ting Medicated Cream, T-I-N-G.
Now for the solution to our mystery.
But I told you exactly what happened.
Keep your eye on him, Charlie.
You seem awful sure this fella done it, Sheriff. I don't see how you...
Well, he lied to us twice, Charlie. And the way I figure, he stands to inherit some money from that uncle of his. That is, providing he got away with this here murder, which he didn't. It was easy enough for him to hit his uncle on the head with a rock and then rig his feet in them roots to look like he tripped and fell. Ah, but he made two mistakes. The first was when he told us his uncle was a good fisherman. No good fisherman would walk up to a stream with his back to the sun and his shadow falling on the water he intended to fish in. When he told us his uncle died hanging head down, I knew he was lying. There's blood all over his uncle's face and shirt. And blood don't run uphill any more than that there river does.
And someday we'll find this way. And when one week, good night, till then.
Bon nuit, good night from Dean Martin. And before that, we had a couple of mystery theatres, and I do hope you enjoyed them. I got the first one, did not get the second one, but then I'm not a fisherman, so if you're not a fisherman, then don't worry about it. You couldn't be expected to win, could you? And we'll have some more Mystery Night Theatre around about the same time next week. Still to come in the programme, we have a little bit of Posh in about 8 minutes' time, and then in about 18 minutes' time, it'll be Day at Night. But to take us to all of those things, we have music.
Bon oui, good night.
Well, that was the wrong record player. Let me start it again. Right one this time. Frank Sinatra along with Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, and on a little street in Singapore, of course, done quite well by the Manhattan Transfer, probably close to like 40, 50 years ago now. It seems like only yesterday to me. This is going to take us, actually it's not going to quite take us up to, well if I keep talking for a little bit longer, we'll see how it goes. On the correct deck this time, here are the Ink Spots.
I'm lonesome tonight. Ring, telephone ring. I'm through with pretending. There's no way to forget. I miss her tonight. Ring, telephone, ring. This night has no ending. Dreams of her linger yet. Like a couple of fools, we parted, I vowed I'd never call. Now I'd give my all to have her with me, but where can she be? I need her tonight. Ring, telephone, ring. If I could but hear her, oh, what joy it would bring. I'll wait for her, please, please ring, telephone ring. But hear her, oh, what joy it would bring. I'll wait for her, please, please ring, telephone ring. Not even a trace of you. Oh, what I'd give to see the face of you. I was a fool to stay away from you so long. I should have known there'd come a day when you'd be gone. Address unknown, oh, how could I be so blind to think that you would never be hard to find. From the place of your birth to the ends of the earth, I've searched only to find, only to find. Address unknown.
Address unknown. Honey child, I ain't even got a trace of you. You know one thing? I'd give anything in the world just to see the face of you. I was a fool to stay away from you and everything else so long. I should have been diplomatic and figured that someday you'd be solid gone.
Address unknown, oh, how could I be so blind to think that you would never be hard to find. From the place of your birth to the ends of the earth, I've searched only to find, only to find. Address unknown.
Go on, hands up with those of you who thought I'd put the same record on again. Two there from the Ink Spots. First started exactly the same, which I thought was interesting. Ring, telephone, ring, and then address unknown. Very good morning to you. You are listening to Beagle at Night with me, Roy Beagley, here on Angel Radio. We are on the FM band in Havant and Gosport and Portsmouth and all of those surrounding areas. And, of course, we're on various DABs around the country and, of course, around the world on the internet. And you can get details of current DAB and how to listen online at angelradio.co.uk. Usually at the end of the first hour we have a little bit of posh, and we've been doing it ever since the start of we started this program many moons ago, and yeah, absolutely no reason why this week should be any different. So here we go, let's get posh. Thank you. Beautiful stuff. That was the overture to Antonin Salieri's tragedy Les Danaides, and a very, very fine piece of music it is as well, played there by the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra. And we will have another bit of posh. May not be classical music, but it'll be posh round about the same time next week. Coming up after this, however, it's Day at Night.
Till graduation, then we'll turn life's page. Till we tell the world, ba-da-da-da-da, we will both agree, ba-da-da-da-da, it's our little secret, just between you and me,
ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da.
Until graduation, then we'll turn life's page. Till we tell the world, ba-da-da-da-da, we will both agree, ba-da-da-da-da, it's our little secret, just between you and me, just between you and me, just between you and me. Between you and me.
That was the Gaudettes from 1957, and Just Between You and Me. All right, time now for Day at Night for Real. This is where we play two, sometimes three, even occasionally four songs from Doris Day. We've already had three in the program, so I think we'll probably just keep it to two. But these are two of, I'm not going to say they're my favorite Doris Day songs, but they're the ones that I love hearing the most, because you, to me, you don't hear them that often. See if that makes any sense when you hear Day at Night.
Please, please, don't eat.
Please, here I am waiting and anticipating the kisses that I'll get from you.
Don't eat the daisies, please, please.
Please, please, don't eat the daisies, don't eat the daisies, please, please. I'm so romantic, but I'm getting frantic. One you love me not,
love me not.
That's what I'm longing to know. If you love me,
if you love me,
love me a lot. You'll prove it by letting the daisies grow.
Oh, please, please, don't eat the daisies. Don't eat the daisies, please, please.
Supposing it showers while you're eating flowers, the hours are wasted away. Please don't eat the daisies today. Do you love me? Do you love me not? That's what I'm longing to know. If you love me a lot. You'll prove it by letting the daisies grow.
Daisies grow.
Please, please, don't eat the daisies. Don't eat the daisies. Please, please. Supposing it showers while you're eating flowers, the hours are wasted away. Please don't eat the daisies.
Don't eat the daisies, oh.
Don't eat the daisies today.
Don't eat the daisies. Don't eat the daisies. Don't eat the daisies today.
I didn't sleep again last night, and I'd like to discuss the matter. The nerves to which I'm strung are tight, and I'm as beat as a bowl of batter. If old man Rip Van Winkle thought his long sleep was a curse, I know how the old man felt, because I've got his problem in reverse. 10,432 sheep. How long can I toss like this? 10,433 sheep. What did you put in that kiss? I've tried all the remedies, the well-known good advice. Took a hot tub and an alcohol rub. Did the alphabet backwards twice. 10,434 sheep. We'd better get married soon. 10,435 sheep. I'll never hold out till June. How much do I love you? Just in case you didn't know, you get a mental kiss with every sheep I count. And I still got a million sheep to go.
Did you ever try seeing a doctor?
A doctor? I went to see an old doctor who's a famous analyst. Then he led me to the couch and he gently took my wrist. I paid him $50.
Well, that sounds pretty cheap.
Cheap? I should have paid him nothing, 'cause I still can't sleep.
10,436
sheep.
And one sheep that got away.
He took it on the lamb.
10,438
sheep.
Won't night ever turn to day?
Oh, what a fool I am. How much do I love you? Just in case you didn't know, you get a mental kiss with every sheep I count.
Add them all together, that's a large amount.
Counted a trillion sheep.
How many?
I've counted a billion sheep.
How many?
Well, at least a million sheep. I know
how the numbers grow.
And I got about a million more.
10,000, 9,000, 8,000,
7,000, 6,000,
5,000, 4,000, 3,000.
Love you, honey. Love you, love you, honey.
Love you, love you, honey.
Ooh, if you only knew.
When I'm with you, honey,
all my days are sunny.
Love to kiss you, honey.
Ooh, if you only knew.
Oh, my daddy sang this song to mom way back when.
And I knew the moment I met you, I'd sing that song again.
Love you, honey. Love you, honey. Love you, honey.
Ooh, if you only knew. Love you, honey. Ooh, if you only knew.
When I'm with you, honey, all my days are sunny.
Love to kiss you, honey. Ooh, if you only knew.
Oh, my daddy sang this song to Mom way back when.
And I knew the moment I met you, I'd sing that song again.
Love you, honey. Love you, honey. Love you, honey.
Ooh, if you only knew. Ooh, if you only knew.
Ooh, if you only knew.
Ooh, if you only knew.
Well, what can I say? I got carried away. Doris Day, three songs there in Day at Night. Please Don't Eat the Daisies, 10,432 Sheep, and Love Ya. And those are the songs on Day at Night this week. We'll have another selection of songs around about the same time next week.
Angel Radio, part of the family.
Shadows make me blue when each weary day is through. How I long to be with you, my happiness. Every day I reminisce, dreaming of your tender kiss, always thinking how I miss my happiness. A million years, it seems, have gone by since we shared our dreams, but I'll hold you again. There'll be no blue memories then. Whether skies are gray or blue, any place on earth will do, just as long as I'm with you, my happiness.
Shadows make me blue when each weary day is through. How I long to be with you, my happiness. Every day I reminisce, dreaming of your tenderness. Thinking how I miss my happiness.
A million years, it seems, have gone by since we shared our dreams, but I'll hold you again. There'll be no blue memories. Whether skies are gray or blue, any place on earth will do. last as long as I'm with you.
Long as I'm with you.
My happiness.
She don't need no orchestra to keep her in perfect pitch. Ella Fitzgerald and the Song Spinners with My Happiness. That was recorded a cappella because back in 1948 there was a musicians' strike. And as I say, she could have just carried on without them forever and ever, quite frankly, but that was the Bella Ella. You're listening to Beagle at Night here on Angel Radio. We've got comedy coming up in about 10 minutes or so, and then, of course, we'll take it down a notch to take us through to the end of the program in about, 35 minutes' time, something like that.
Moment and my heart seemed to know that love says hello, though not a word was spoken. One look and I forgot the gloom of the past. One look and I had found my future at last. One look and I had found the world completely new. When love walked in with you, the past. One look and I had found my future at last. One look and I had found the world completely new. When love walked in with
Well, Russ Morgan was waving his stick at the orchestra, singing was Kenny Baker, and the song was called Love Walked In, and I'm pretty sure that was written by Gershwin.
Thank you.
when life was slow and oh so mellow, try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and the grain was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were young and a callow fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then
favorite singers there, Nana Mouskouri, and Try to Remember, came from The Fantastics, which I think was the longest running musical ever. I think I'm right in that, certainly on Broadway. Started off with the great Jerry Orbach in it, which my wife Elaine actually saw him do that and said that he was absolutely brilliant. And before that we had To Sir With Love from Lulu, a great song from a very, very good film starring Sidney Poitier. And I think Lulu was in that as well, wasn't she? Yeah, I believe she was. All right, time for some comedy now here on Beagle at Night. And, well, let's just see. We're going to pick it at random and see what happens.
Peter wants you to meet a couple of friends of mine.
Mr. Hardy's the name.
Mr. Hardy?
This is Mr. Laurel, Mr. Pete.
Mr. Laurel. Now, what are you boys going to have?
What about a large, juicy steak?
That sounds good to me.
Three great big steaks smothered in onions.
Yes, sir.
And don't forget, plenty of onions.
Yes, sir.
Au garçon.
Yes, sir.
Bring me a parfait.
Yes, sir.
Put one on my steak, too.
You don't put parfaits on steaks. Just cancel the parfaits.
Yes, sir.
But bring me a small demi-tasse.
Yes, sir.
Au Gaston.
Yes, sir.
Bring me one, too, in a big cup.
A big cup. Where were you brung up? Pass the hors d'oeuvre. You'll pardon my friend's ignorance.
Whatever the joys of a vagrant life, most of us want a place of our own.
Happy, darling.
I'd be happy anywhere with you, Charles.
Oh, Fiona. I know it's not what you're used to. It's terribly cramped and pokey, but it's ours.
It's home, Charles.
And don't spare the horses.
Oh, Charles, I love you when you're brittle.
You know, I'd do anything to make you happy, darling. Oh, I know it may be hell for you living here, but we're very lucky to get this place.
Living here, we're never lonely. Always people popping in. I don't mind during the day. It's company for me. But at night, Charles, there are no curtains at the windows, and the light's always on.
Yes, it's not easy for us, but what can you do when you're living in a telephone box? Kiss me, Fiona.
Oh, Charles.
I see. We've hit the jackpot.
Who am I? What am I? I am the leak detector. Twig me bag. Watch the gag. For I'm the gas inspector. Be honest with the bobs and pennies in the slots, and don't shove in old bits of tin. Don't try and do the company with precipitous pot or tells about hammered tin. Chink, chink goes a penny in the slot. No tune could be sweeter. You see, I am he who collected the lot. I'm the man who milks the meter. I'm up to all your little dodges, don't you know? Rather, I'm a bigger fool than I look. Or I should say, to be more correct, I don't look as big a fool as I am. And now I'm not right. But I trust you follow me? Thank you. I'd like to make myself perfectly plain, don't you know? Thank you. I should like to convey to you in our business, or shall we say, in our profession? I think so. Yes, in our profession, one always has to be on the alert. Eyes always open, merry and bright. Nothing must escape, especially gas. You know, I might say without any bombast, you know, that I know this business backwards. Tut, tut, and likewise, poo-poo. You know, there's gas in our family. Well, between you and I married gas. Oh, crikey, my wife's full of it. Then on the other hand, I forget which one now, but no matter. I have a brother in the business. He travels in gas. Yes, he's a socialist orator. Father wasn't exactly a gas inspector. Father was what you might term a gas collector. Father used to go out in the daytime collecting gas from bottled beer. What a delightful vocation, eh? Many and many a time I've seen poor father roll home after a hard day's work, tired out, too full for words. Well, you can imagine being out all day collecting gas, I should say. My error, pardon me. I stand corrected. I am covered with the confusion. You know, as I was saying, you know, I called at the house the other day, and I said, good morning, madam. Can I see your meter? She says, no, you can't see my meter. She said, too many men you're after lately. I've given her the sack. I said, you'll pardon me, madam. I was referring to your gas meter and not your slavey. I think I made her look rather silly. You know, I started to work directly after that, and I collected 6 and 10 pence, I think it was. 6 and 10, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, 1 and a penny for the company, and 5 and 9 for myself. You know, a little side issue of our business is looking for leaks. Awfully jolly looking for leaks. When they keep the meter in the same place as the beer barrel, I'm generally successful. And I remember once I was sent down in the cellar to look for a leak with the landlady's son, and you'll pardon me sniggering, but he struck a match. He found the leak. Then we both went out together. Oh, chink, chink, goes a penny in the slot. No tune could be sweeter. You see, I'm he who collected it. Lot. I'm the man who milks the meat.
Hello, Uncle Charlie. And what have you got for the kiddies this afternoon?
Hello, Uncle Willie.
I'm well.
I got some stale cake and some porridge.
No. What have you got in the way of entertainment?
Oh, I've got a new alphabet.
A new alphabet?
A brand new alphabet.
You mean a new alphabet?
Yeah, well, it's a really thing.
It's what?
Don't you know what surrealism is?
Oh, surrealism, oh, yes.
Yes.
Something different.
That's it.
Oh, well.
Yes, instead of A for apple and B for boy and C for cat.
You've got to change it all.
I've got it all new.
May we try it?
We'll try it over.
Off we go, then.
Off we go, then.
A?
A for horses.
No, A.
Yeah, A for horses.
A for... Oh, I'm beginning to... Oh, I've got the idea now, yes.
A for horses.
B?
B for mutton.
B for mutton.
B for mutton.
B for mutton.
Yeah.
C?
Seaforth Islanders.
C what?
Seaforth Islanders.
Seaforth Islanders. Oh, yes, the tide's coming, of course.
Seaforth Islanders.
C, D?
D, differential.
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 That's all right.
That's clever.
E?
E for Adam.
E for Adam.
E for Adam.
And F?
Whichever you like. A?
F?
F, effervescence.
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 G.
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 G for police.
No, no, G.
Yeah, G for police.
G for police.
G for police.
Chief of... Oh, chief.
It's clever, isn't it?
Yes,
oh,
H.
Oh, proper rascal.
H.
H. H for respect.
H for respect.
H for respect. All the old people first.
Yes, that's a nice idea.
Stepping off the tram.
H, I.
I, I for Novello.
I for Novello.
I for Novello. Yes.
I, J.
J, J for oranges.
J for oranges?
J for oranges.
No, J, oh, J, yes, yeah, J, J.
Nice big
oh, yes,
ones.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. J, K. K for Francis.
K for Francis.
K for Francis.
K for Francis.
Or K for undressing.
Or K for undressing.
Kind of a bath.
Quite, yes.
Yeah.
J, K, L.
L, L for leather.
L for leather.
L for leather.
M.
M.
Emma.
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 What's she doing?
Not Emma, no, M.
Oh, M.
M.
Yes, M. Emphasis.
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 And N.
N. N. N for a dig.
In for a dig.
In for a dig.
Don't like that.
In for that. Or, well, in for bomb.
Oh, yes, all right. Hello. Don't sing.
No, I won't sing.
N-O.
O. O for the garden wall.
O for the garden wall.
That's clever, you know.
O, P.
G, P, pardon?
P.
P for penny.
P for penny.
P for penny.
P, yes.
Yes.
Yes, we'll pass that. Q.
We'll pass that. Q. Q for song.
Q for song.
Or Q for billiards.
Or Q for billiards.
That's cool.
Q.
A little rascal, aren't I?
R.
R for Mo.
R for Mo.
R for Mo.
S.
S for you.
S for you, too.
And you.
And now don't get quarrelsome.
Right.
S. T.
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 T for two.
T for two.
T for two.
You.
Yeah, me.
Yes. No, you.
Who?
The letter U.
Oh, you.
You,
yeah.
Yes.
You for films.
You for films.
You for films.
You, V.
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 Yeah. Mm. Difficult, that one.
I think it is, rather. Yes. I thought I'd catch you.
V. Vive la France.
Ah, vive la France.
Oh,
thank you. V, W.
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 W for Bob.
W for Bob.
Oh, W for Bob.
X.
X, oh, yes.
X.
X for breakfast.
X for breakfast.
X for breakfast.
Excellent.
Excellent.
X for breakfast.
Why?
Why?
Why? Why, for God's sake.
Why for?
Why, for God's sake.
But now the last one, I think, has beaten you.
No.
Z.
Z. Zev, Zev for breezes.
Zev for breezes.
That's lovely.
That's grand.
Zev for breezes.
That's all this afternoon, kiddies. Goodbye.
Goodbye, darlings.
Edgar, let go of Timmy's ear. Settle down. Now, look, no, Edgar, you go over there and Timmy, you come here. That's right. Now then, Neville, stop being a train, dear, and come and sit down. Well, get into the station and then sit down. George. George. Don't do that. Now then, what are we going to tell our story about? How about some nice straight backs before we begin, shall we? That's better. Geoffrey, face this way. That's it. Rachel, take your shoe off your head and put it on your foot. Now, what should we tell our story about today? Should we tell it about a little mouse or a big red bus? What did you say, Peggy? About a little bunny rabbit. That's a good idea. We will. We'll tell it about a little bunny rabbit. No, Sydney, he was not a cowboy bunny, and he did not have a gun. Now, why don't you come out from under the table, and then you can come and help me. All right, if that's how you feel. But I don't want to say it again. Please stop machine gunning people. One of our individualists. He does have little personality problems of aggression. But we like to feel that when his energies are canalized in the right direction, he's going to be quite a worthwhile member of society. That's our hope. Now then, everybody listen carefully. Once upon a time, there was a dear little bunny rabbit, and he lived... Where did he live? No, not in a flat. Not in a tree. And not in a television set. Now think. Yes, Hazel, he did. He lived in a hole. Only some of us like to call it a burrow, don't we? And he lived in the burrow. Who did he live there with, Caroline? With his mummy bunny rabbit. Good. And who else? His daddy bunny rabbit. Right. And who else? All his little brother and sister bunny rabbits. Wasn't that nice? Yes, it was, Sydney.
Bonsoir, madame.
How do you do, I'm sure?
Bonsoir, monsieur.
Good evening.
Monsieur, madame, welcome to the Bon Gourmet. You would like un table à deux?
Adieu. My dear good fellow, we've only just arrived. Kindly get us a table for two.
For two, monsieur, if you would kindly come this way, please.
Yes. And do stop putting on that ridiculous regional accent. It cuts no ice with me, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry, monsieur, but I am French.
I'm sorry, too, but I didn't come here to listen to your problems. Kindly get us a menu.
A menu to the suite, monsieur.
Menu. Did you notice the revolting way he pronounced it? These wretched foreigners, they come over here, create unemployment, and then muck about with the English language. If I'd known it was going to be that kind of place, I'd never have brought you here, my friend. Oh, naughty, naughty. Oh, sweetie, Petey. There's a lovely girl. Yes, thank you. Well, what would you like, my dear?
Oh, I don't know, really.
I'm not surprised. All this rubbish all in French. I can't make head nor tail of it, I'm glad to say. Oh, don't just min about like that, man. Translate. What does all this rubbish mean?
Well, perhaps, monsieur, you would like to start with the hors d'oeuvre.
Yes, there is leftovers and garlic. No, thank you. Huh, a good solid soup will be more like it.
Well, we have a very good minestrone, monsieur.
You mean that Italian slop?
It is Italian, monsieur.
I'll have none of that. Lot of gigolos and wops all mincing about with olive oil on their hair. So we can see what kind of soup they'd make, can't we? Haven't you any decent brown Windsor? The soup of kings?
No, monsieur. But we have this delicious bouillabaisse au congre.
What the devil's that?
It is made from eels, monsieur. Very popular in my country.
Eels! Obscene French filth! Eels! Yeah. It makes you sick to think of it, doesn't it, my dear? Trust the French to turn to eels. If you'd seen their plumbing, you'd know what I meant. Well, forget the soup. What else have you got?
Well, perhaps, monsieur, you would like to try our speciality, tocinos del cielo.
What are they and where do they come from?
They are sheep's eyes in aspic.
Sounds good.
We serve it, monsieur, with a special sauce made from the blood of unborn goats.
Oh, it sounds delicious. We'll have some of that, shall we, madame?
A very wise choice, monsieur. They are the finest sheep's eyes in the world. Animals that have grazed on the highest pastures in the Sierra Nevada.
Spanish muck, is it? Dirty Spanish muck, eh? Nothing but beggars and archbishops trying to lay their greedy hands on Gibraltar. I refuse to subsidize bullfighting. Now then, what's this sparg stuff here? Sparag?
Oh, that is very good, monsieur. Spargel in Hofratsgemüse. That is asparagus, monsieur, cooked in butter and blended with delicate spices. Delicious.
Yeah, where does that come from?
We have it specially flown over by Viscount.
Lovely plane.
All the way from Bonn.
Bloody Bosch asparagus, is it? I might have known. As soon as you stop bombing them, they start selling you their second-hand vegetables. Now you pull yourself together, man. Have you nothing decent to eat?
Monsieur, perhaps I could recommend a chicken Maryland.
After what the Americans did at Boston, I don't forget that easily, sir. Have you no British food?
I'm afraid not, monsieur.
Ah, we're being colonized. That's what it is. Overrun. Oh, well, if we can't have anything to eat, let's have something to drink.
To drink, certainly, monsieur. And then what would you like? We have an excellent Sauterne.
French muck.
Or some good Riesling.
Dirty German muck.
Some Spanish Rioja.
Dirty, rotten, stinking, filthy foreign slush. What about a glass of Devon cider, eh? Glorious Devon cider. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm afraid not,
monsieur. Well, blackberry wine. That's another. My old grandma. Blackberry wine she made.
No, I'm afraid
not. Well, what
can
I drink with safety?
Well, perhaps, monsieur, you would like a cup of tea?
Ooh, I'd love a cup of tea.
Oh, all right, then. Two teas. Well, thank goodness there's something English in this godforsaken establishment. Oh,
two teas, self-prenement, monsieur. Indian or China?
How dare you!
I'm discontented with homes that are rented, so I have invented my own. Darling, this place is a lover's oasis where life's weary chase is unknown. Far from the cry of the city, where flowers pretty caress the streams. Cozy to hide in, to live side by side in. Don't let it abide in my dreams. Picture me upon your knee with tea for two and two for tea. Me for you and you for me alone. Nobody near us to to see us or hear us. No friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known that we own a telephone. Day will break and you'll wake, and I will bake a sugar cake for you to take, for all the boys to see.
Fabulous Plot and Deary from 1958 and T42. And before that, we had loads of comedy. I'm just trying to remember what a lot of it was. I'm pretty sure in there somewhere there was Laurel and Hardy from the film Below Zero, going back to 1930. We had Charles and Fiona in a phone box, Little Titch with the gas inspector, Clapham and Dwyer with a surrealist alphabet, Joyce Grenfell, of course, with Nursery School, and then we had Kenneth Williams, Peter Reeves, and Valerie Walsh with By British. And we'll have some more comedy for you round about the same time next week. It normally comes about half an hour before the end of the program, somewhere in that general direction. As it is, we've only got about 8.5 minutes to go until the end of the program, so let me shut up and see if I can get a couple more songs in.
I'll be a dandy and I'll be a rover. You'll know who I am by the song that I sing. I'll feast at your table, I'll sleep in your clover. Who cares what the morrow shall bring? Today, while the blossoms still cling to the vine, I'll taste your strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine. A million tomorrows shall all pass away. Ere I forget all the joy that is mine today. I can be contented with yesterday's glory. I can live on promises winter to spring. Today is my moment, and now is my story. I'll laugh and I'll cry and I'll sing. Today, while the blossoms still cling to the vine, I'll taste your strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine. A million tomorrows shall all pass away, ere I forget all the joy that is mine today. love me, does she not? Tell me, Daisy, do.
Story ended with happily ever after. I remember feeling that I would be safe if I didn't step on a crack. The days when the sun was up ahead and the wind was at my back.
Ever, the Sandpipers. Two there. One was called Today and the other one was My Believed It All. And you know what? That's just about it. Another program safely done. I hope you have a very good week and that we will all be together around about the same time next week. Until then, I leave you with this. But first, may I be the first to wish you a very good morning.
Learn to crew if you wanna win your heart's desire. Sweet melodies of love inspire romance. Just murmur boo 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 boo, and when you do, she'll answer boo 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 and nestle closer to you. Learn to crew, you'll eliminate each rival soon if you're heading for a sunny honeymoon. Learn to crew. Of love inspire romance. Just murmur boo 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 boo, and when you do, she'll answer boo 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 boo, and nestle closer to you. Learn to croon. You'll eliminate each rival soon. If you're heading for a sunny honeymoon, learn.